On this Total Theater Tony show for the 2012-2013 season, we've been talking to so many wonderful critics and smart people about all the different categories of the Tony Awards, and the fun continues with Michael Portantier. He's been a guest on a few of these shows. Very happy to have him back. He writes reviews, and he also does a lot of interviews for BroadwayStars.com, as well as TalkinBroadway.com. And by the way, there's no G in that. It's just TalkinBroadway.com. He's also a photographer, and he does headshots, and he takes shots of production photos for his website, followspotphoto.com. Let us talk now to Michael Portantier. Hey, Michael.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. How did you like the season overall?
Well, I think it was pretty good overall. There have been worse, and there have been much better. but yeah, I think it's been pretty decent. New musicals, not so much, I would say.
That's been kind of the consensus as far as...
Oh, okay, yeah, I'm not surprised.
So, the category, though, that we really do want to talk about, and it involves music, is featured actor in a musical, and the nominees are Charles Brown for Motown, the musical, Keith Carradine for Hands on a Hard Body, Will Chase, The Mystery of Edwin Drood, Gabriel Ebert for Matilda, the musical, and Terrence Mann in Pippin. Michael Portantier, what are your thoughts?
My thoughts, I think that Charles Brown doesn't really have a shot at it because certainly nothing against him, but I think the writing in Motown, the musical, especially specifically the book, I mean, obviously the songs are terrific, but the book is really not very good at all, and so therefore no one really has a chance to really make that much of an impression. I'm actually surprised he was nominated only for that reason. And to be honest, when the nomination came out, he was the only person that I had to look up the credit to see which role he played. and in fact, his role is Smokey Robinson.
Oh. But
for example, Brandon Victor Dixon, who plays Berry Gordy, the central role, was not nominated. So I think maybe that speaks also to the quality of the writing. Keith Carradine was excellent in Hands on a Hard Body, which is a show that I really enjoyed. I thought it was not perfect, but what is. I thought it was a flawed, but very, very good, moving, well-done show overall. And it should have had a much longer run. And he had a very interesting role in it as one of the older characters. The gimmick, as I'm sure most of your listeners know, is that it's based on a true story and on a movie about people who are trying to win a hard body truck by, you know, it's a marathon contest. They have to keep their hands on it at all times, other than occasional short breaks. And whoever's the last one to keep his hands on the truck without giving up or fainting or whatever is the one who wins. And Keith had a very good role in it and did a wonderful job. Will Chase is, I think, is one of our most talented musical theater performers, and he was one of several really excellent people in The Mystery of Edwin Drood. So I think he very much deserves the nomination. Gabriel Ebert, I also enjoyed in Matilda the musical, but I don't know if his role, to me, didn't really seem central or interesting enough to necessarily attract that much attention. So I was a little surprised by his nomination also, although, again, nothing against him. He does a terrific job, including a very, very credible British accent. I believe he's American.
So, oh.
That was very impressive. And Terrence Mann is quite delightful in Pippin as Charlemagne. Interestingly enough, I saw him do the role before. He did it in a one-night-only staged concert benefit performance of the show several years ago. So it's not the first time I've seen him do it, but I enjoyed him the first time, and I enjoyed him the second time. I think he has a very good shot at it because it is such a delightful performance, and also he's an honored theater vet. So I guess my choice would probably be Will Chase.
Hmm.
But it would be a hard one for me to choose between Will Chase, Keith Carradine, and Terrence Mann. And as far as who I think will get it, Hands on a Hard Body and Edwin Drood are both closed. Awards generally tend to go to shows that are still running, although certainly not always. But I guess I probably would maybe guess that that it will be Terrence Mann. Pippin is an absolutely terrific production in my mind, so I think that the general goodwill for the production might carry over to some of the individual artists involved in it.
Cool. We're talking with Michael Portant here about his Tony picks and predictions. He will now weigh in on one of the huge categories, Revival of a Play. And the nominations are Golden Boy, Orphans, The Trip to Bountiful, and Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? Michael?
I think that Orphans does not have a shot because A, it also is closed, and B, it got mixed reviews, as I recall.
Well, what did you think of it?
Well, I actually enjoyed it a lot. I had never seen or read it. It's a play that's been around for quite some years, though it had never before been on Broadway, so that was interesting. I don't think it was necessarily a good choice for Broadway in the current climate, although they tried to have insurance against that by casting some very well-known people, Alec Baldwin and Tom Sturridge and Ben Foster. So I did enjoy it, but I don't think it was that well-received overall, and again, it is closed. The other three, Golden Boy and Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, both, as far as I can tell, received almost universal acclaim, just about as universal as you can get, you know, because obviously everyone has an opinion. So they were both very, very strong. The Trip to Bountiful, although the overall reception for the overall production was not as strong, has an absolutely incredible performance by Cicely Tyson in the central role, and it must be seen. And I know I'm not alone in that. I've spoken to several people who've said it's one of the most extraordinary performances they've ever seen, not the least of which because apparently she is 88 years old. There was some question about that because she has been listed in some sources as 79, but it seems that I believe the New York Times actually did some snooping and I believe found actually her birth certificate, which says that she is 88, which is quite extraordinary in itself. Even if she was 68, it's really one of the most amazing, beautiful, organic, realistic performances I've ever seen in my life.
That being said, does that mean you would vote for Bountiful as Best Revival? Or if you were voting, which would you vote for? And what do you think the Tonys will pick?
I would vote for Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf because I thought it was the best production overall. It was really exceptional. And every aspect of it was exceptional. And I do mean every aspect, the casting, the direction, just everything about it. So I would vote for Virginia Woolf, and then I would vote for Cicely Tyson as Best Actress in a Play. And as far as what will win, I think it's definitely between Golden Boy and Virginia Woolf. So this would be a case where, even though both of those are closed, I think one of them will win over Trip to Bountiful. And I cannot say which of those two will get it because the reviews in both cases were really just off the charts. I should say, you know, I keep saying the reviews. There are even fewer of the Tony voters nowadays are journalists and critics than were in the past because there was a big change made to that effect a few years ago. So it's not only necessarily the show that gets the best reviews, that gets the award. But it can be, you know, as good a barometer as any, so that's why I say that.
Last question for Michael Portant here. We have another moment or two, and I would love to hear what show rocked your world in 2012-2013 on or off Broadway, your favorite thing?
I would say that Pippin, as I think I mentioned before, is a mind-blowing revival of that show. It's directed by Diane Paulus, whose work I really loved on Hair, and whose work I really, really despised on Porgy and Bess, the title of that show. So that's interesting to me. She's really been very up and down with me, but this is definitely way, way up. The show has a tremendous amount of acrobatics and magic and circus acts in it. It's done in a very much a circus milieu, but I, for one, felt that all of that only added to to the show and didn't detract or distract from the score or the story in any way. So I would say Pippin was really something very, very special. And I would mention Hands on a Hard Body as it really makes me sad that something that good could not last longer. So I hope it has a long life in other venues in regional, because it really deserves it.
Well, you're so good, Michael. I wish we could last longer on this interview. But alas, we've got so much else to do on the Tony Show. But it's been a delight talking to you. I do want to remind people to read your interviews. They're wonderful. And also your reviews, too, at BroadwayStars.com, TalkinBroadway.com. And also, hey, if you're listening from a small theater company and you're looking to have either headshots done or production photos, check out Michael Portantier's website, FollowSpotPhoto.com. Thank you again, Michael, and hope you enjoy the Tonys and the season to come. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, David.